clearly people look at what is happening in Europe from the standpoint of the complete open borders and flooding these societies with Muslim immigrants, many of whom are being deliberately deployed to carry out a cultural warfare against the civilizations of these European nations. That is a World Economic Forum globalist deployment. You see a certain reflection of that here in Minnesota with the Somali population and the way that it has essentially been weaponized. In other words, certain layers who are being weaponized by the global elite, but that is not a Muslim question. That is the global elite using this to try and destroy cultures, to create terrorist capabilities, something that we've documented. So people have that legitimate concern, and it's especially acute when you look at the European countries. And it would have been especially acute if we hadn't got Donald Trump back in, and we've now closed our borders to that. Then there is the question of God-fearing people from Muslim countries who want to emigrate to the United States and have emigrated to the United States because they want a better life, and they are not trying to change our culture. And I'm living like 7 miles away from Dearborn. Newsflash, people, there is no Sharia law in Dearborn, okay? This is one of the rabbit holes that everybody wants to be driven down. Now, are there problems in Dearborn? Yeah, it's because you have a layer of the Muslim and Arab American population, which is batshit crazy liberals, and that's their problem. And then you have many other people, many of whom voted for Donald Trump, and in fact delivered the victory for Trump in Michigan because of the vote from the Muslim community in Wayne County. Here was one of the absolutely critical margins for President Trump winning. I can't speak for what is going on in other states, but given the fact that we have the largest Muslim Arab American population in the Western Hemisphere, about 6 miles away from me, you know, the majority of people in Dearborn are not trying to Islamify the United States. They are part of our society and our culture, and they practice their religion, you know, shoulder to shoulder with Jews and Christians. This is a Psy war operation. It's taking a legitimate danger that the global elites themselves are deploying these populations, and especially radicalized and criminal populations, for their purposes, and then trying to, you know, do one of these broad brush, you know, everywhere you have a mosque, you have Sharia law. Again, I've got news for you. It's not true.